Hello, ladies and gentle germs. Welcome to the Colonia Podcast.
I'm Mike.
I'm Ryan.
We're two best friends. We're fighting emotional battles, smelling fragrances, giving you an uneducated opinion. And today, Ryan, we are smelling a listener request.
Yeah, we actually had this sent a while ago. I believe the gentleman's name is Mike. So, Mike, this is for you. You had sent us Acqua di Parma.
Great name.
Yeah, Colonia Essenzia, I believe. And it's something I've actually been wanting to smell for a long time. And today's your lucky day, pal.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you what Hossian G on Fragrantica says about this fragrance, Ryan.
Okay.
I really so wonder why so many love this cologne. It's exactly like traditional soap. When I smelled this perfume, just remembered about a public bathroom. Don't like. Next, 3 out of 10. Hossian G.
Okay, he said it smelled like a public bathroom?
That he did not like. Next.
Woo! Yeah, I'm with him. I don't like smells like that.
Yeah, that's the very, like, Raja Dove, the back burner of them Raja Dove fragrances.
Yeah, I'm going to have to hard disagree on that one. Haven't smelled a Raja Dove that smelled like a piss cake or whatever those things are.
Well, I remember the first time we smelled some of the Raja Doves, I was like, ooh, ooh.
And I was like, yeah. I was like,
that's dirty.
Well, before we get into this fragrance, we got to do that one night stand review of that one lovely fragrance that I'm not going to go to the phone and get the answer to because I totally remember what we did.
I'm pretty sure it's Axiom.
Axiom by
Soma Parfums. Roll that beautiful music, Todd.
Yeah. One night stand review.
Well, Mike, after being an asshole and having such a great, genuine person reach out, that's Dan Rothschild from Soma Parfums, also fragrance podcast as well. Very good. You guys should check it out. L'Odorants.
Mm-hmm. Les Odorants.
Les Odorants. And yeah, what do you think about it? Because I have a little something to say about it, but I'll let you do your thing first. But what do you think about it after you've spent the night with it?
I've spent many nights with it and I bought it.
I knew that. Yeah. I knew that when you're about to say that. I knew that.
I paid my own money for it. In fact, Steve listened to the episode and he sent me a voice message and he said, hey, just wanted to make sure you're okay and that your tongue isn't so far lodged up Dan's ass that you're still able to communicate. And I said, yeah, I'm using sign language. And then I sent him the receipt and said, I bought that thing with my own money.
Yeah, Steve.
Yeah, so suck on them, Steve.
We need to have him back on the show again. It's been a minute.
I know.
I miss that guy.
Me too. I get to see him in Italy, and if you're not too chicken shit, you could too. Mm. And Dan's going to be there. Listen to this lineup, Ryan, and tell me why the hell you would not go to Italy.
Okay.
The Fragrance Weirdo.
That's a good one.
Fragmental.
Top shelf.
Everyman Fragrance.
Right there on the same shelf.
And Fragdicted.
They're all probably on the same shelf, honestly.
Yeah, the top shelf.
Yeah.
They're going to be there. And yours truly.
Man, it's like the only thing that would prevent me from that is death. In a fiery plane crash. So I'm good, bro. I don't know. I'll do some thinking on it. Yeah. I'll have my come to Jesus moment. And once I'm right with God, I won't be afraid to fly anywhere.
As difficult as life is these days, sometimes I'm like, would it be so bad?
It probably wouldn't, honestly.
It would be that sweet release. But that being said, tell me what you think about Axiom by Soma Parfums.
So, Mike and I have been going on a weight loss journey. Hello!
Hey! We're sexy!
Or not. And it just started for me. So
it's literally today, I think.
Yeah. It's been like 2 days into it. But we were wearing, first off, I put on La Toffa's Oud for Glory. And yeah. Mike was like, God damn, you're loud. What are you fucking wearing?
Yeah, dude, that was loud.
And you thought it actually smelled like?
I was like, you got some sort of Baccarat Rouge type thing going on.
Yeah, weird. Now, when I told you what it was, did it realign your brain? You go, oh, no, it smells more like Oud for Greatness?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but it definitely has that same type of vibe, which is just like, I'm going to choke hold you and hold you down. I'm going to rub my chest all over your nose. And you love those type of fragrances.
God, I love those fragrances. But I digress. After you gave me that compliment, we went to these little incline push-up bars out in the park. And I was like, damn, my wallpaper. I was like, what are you wearing?
Mm-hmm.
He was like, man, I'm wearing Axiom. And I'm going to tell you guys, it smells pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. So is it a buy it, sample it, skip it? What do you want to do? I know you bought it. Would you recommend it as a sample buy?
Yeah, I think people should sample it. It's not for everybody, but it is really wearable. Yeah. And it's pretty masculine, has a little bit of like that mature sort of old school vibe to it, but nothing crazy.
Yeah, it's like old school in its scent profile, but it's not abusive to people within a 5-foot radius like old school fragrances.
It's not right. Like you're wearing Brute.
Yeah. It's sharp.
It's nice. It has that citrus. It's got that sweeter, woodsier. And the more I wear it, the more I kind of smell that. I think he said there's like birch, like quite a bit of birch in it or something.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Some sort of like lighter wood.
Okay.
That he said they used a ton of. And you really start to pick that up. It's a really nice fragrance. So try it if you're so interested. I really did like it. I wasn't, you know, blowing smoke, and I ended up buying it.
There you go. You heard it from the man himself.
Yeah.
Now, let's get into today's episode. I've been really mega hernsy on this for quite a while now, and apologies to Mike. I'll say Mike C. Apologize to Mike that it's taken this long. First off, you sent a shitload of stuff, so it's hard to get to all these fragrances whenever we have a bunch of people sending us a shitload of stuff. But man, we about to smell this thing.
Let's roll it up and smoke it.
You ready?
Ready, bro.
Here we go. Damn.
Here we go. Hit it on the card.
I see why this is loved, and I see why it's hated by...
Okay, yeah.
Hacienda G Money, or whatever his name was.
Hacienda G.
I feel like...
Yeah, ooh. It's like a stankier Neroli Portofino.
It's pretty badass, dude.
Yeah, it's got some clackers to it.
Yeah, it's like that with like a little bit of outer tinge to it. It's very citrus.
Mm-hmm. I like that. There was a ton of citrus in there.
Man, that is stout. Yeah, it does kind of have an old school soap vibe, but not really one-to-one. I kind of get the outer edge of it. It's kind of similar to that. But I smell so much citrus that I feel like that kind of covers that up more. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
But damn, this is a clean fucking smell.
Yeah, it's like a lighter floral citrus. It's nice. It's got a little bit of like a little pickle action to it.
Oh, you fucking ruined it for me.
Really?
I can't do that, dude.
It's got like a little twinge of what like a Versace Eros had.
Hmm.
That kind of little, that bite.
Thankfully, I'm not really smelling that, but I think I get what you mean. Like that, yeah.
Some of that really sour pucker power citrus,
yeah,
kind of gives that, kind of like that. Get out of here, you pumpkin pie haircut freak.
Oh, God. I'm, right now, as it stands, I am a big fan of this.
Yeah. That 4711 Neroli Portofino. Floral, citrus, soapy.
Yeah, I feel like it's better than both those.
On the card, it's really nice. Less pickly on the card to me. Very beautiful on the card.
Wow, that is pretty. I feel like this is, but it's similar to those, but I feel like this so far has done it better than both those.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I'm not saying like, it's not like this more elegant thing. They're very similar, very close, but I just feel like it's loud where it needs to be. And because of that little like aura that I said it kind of has around it, it's more colonia. You know what I mean? So yeah. It's like, it's kind of got an atmosphere to it. I feel like this is, it's kind of brighter because of that. And it's, I really kind of like this, kind of juicy.
On the card, it is a beautiful fragrance. On the skin, not really sure what my body is doing to it. I also really smell like Italian urban cheese because Ryan and I just sat down in Subway to eat. Don't usually like to eat at Subway because then I just walk out smelling like freshly baked bread.
Oh, God. We're trying to be healthy, guys. Get off our fucking back.
Yeah. I had a protein bowl, 450 calories.
I hadn't even added my calorie shit up today.
Well, I also had a cookie and a half, which that's an extra 300 calories.
Yeah, they were oatmeal raisin. Love those cookies.
Mm. Live a little.
I swear to God, we're trying to be healthy, y'all. Get off our fucking back.
I mean, for me, I've lost quite a bit of weight already. Last month, I did really well. So, I started on my birthday. And since then, I've had a few hiccup days, but just kind of right back on the horse. If I fell off, I just hop right back on it.
What was that guy's name that was in Police Academy? Michael?
Oh, Winslow?
Yeah. That's what like it's like being around Mike a lot sometimes. Probably both of us. We have different things we can do sound effects on.
Yeah.
I like to do this sound effect. My kids fucking hate it. But I do a walking in squishy shoes sound effect. And I like watch their feet as they hit the ground. I'm like, they can't stand it. I do it all the time. I'm a fucking idiot.
It reminds me of Whose Line Is It Anyway? When they would do that thing where they'd have somebody pretend to be a barber or something. And then they'd have somebody over there with a microphone doing all the...
I love that show. Such a good show.
It's where the games are made up and the points don't matter.
Yeah.
Kind of like this podcast in a way.
It doesn't fucking matter, guys. But let's get back to this. I agree with Mike. I think the car stock definitely smells better than the skin. It's really pretty. And man, it's even sharper and a little bit more sour on the car to me.
It's not more sour on the car to me. It's actually a little bit more floral.
Damn.
Yeah.
It smells good though so far. I think it pulls down Tom Ford's pants.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it does.
Wow.
I really do. So far. I mean, I really can't claim the 4711 like it's pants in that one. I mean, that one's $15.
Yeah.
That one's going to have the price edge probably on this and especially the Tom Ford one.
Well, let's get into price and trend. Tell me about that price edge, Ryan.
Well, the price... Fragrance Net, 100 ml, $83.
Wow, not bad. I mean, that is a discounter. Do you know what retail is?
You had to ask, didn't you?
You normally give retail price.
Oh, yeah, I do, don't I?
God, wow, you went lazy today.
Well,
probably... You were the one pushing to do this episode. You don't care.
Here we go.
Surrounded by amateurs.
On their website, by the way, the bottle, I do kind of like the bottle.
Yeah, it's sexy, no doubt.
Very sexy. Black, white label, keep it simple, looks slick. On the website, damn, they make 180 ml. What is that in ounces?
I don't know. If I had to guess, it'd probably be like 6 ounces.
It says choose your size. We do not currently ship to your destination. Oh, God damn it. So they can't even like tell me a price. Well, that's the price I know for right now, guys. They can't ship to America.
Wow. Okay. So $80.
Yeah. About 80 something bucks. Yeah. It's probably 120 probably if I were to guess. It's purely speculation.
Okay. And the trend?
The trend? She's pretty juicy.
Pretty slurpy.
I see why. I'm kind of confused why it's trending right now in the colder months, but it's trending. Maybe they're getting people gifts or something that like this. It's a solid smell.
It is good, man.
Damn, it is. Right now, actually, you know what it's getting down to?
What?
On the card right now, guys, if you love Green Irish Tweed, or if you like, what's it called? Irish Spring Soap that we like so much.
Yeah.
It's getting similar to that.
I don't like the kind of thing going on with Green Irish Tweed. It's got a little bit of a stankiness to it I don't like.
Do you feel like this is closer to the Irish Spring Soap then?
Yeah, I would say so.
Man, it smells pretty damn
good. This is more pleasant than Green Irish Tweed to me.
I can get behind that. Yeah, I can get you. It resonates with what I said a minute ago. This is a very clean smell. I think the reviewer, Hacienda G Money, I think he's being truthful in that it does smell like kind of a soap. But for me, I'm like, that's a very clean smell. I can't imagine you walking by somebody and they go, God, you smell like dog shit. What is that?
Okay. What's a fragrance you really don't like, Ryan?
That I really don't like?
Yeah, that we've done an episode on.
That we've done an episode on.
That you really didn't like.
Oh, I mean, the most recent one in memory, I can tell you. I don't know past that.
Hit it up.
That's that Blue Atlantic.
Okay.
Just bullshit.
So then here's a question for you. I'm just going off script here.
Go for it.
You have the option to either wear no fragrance for the rest of your life or only wear that Would you wear it or would you go without fragrance?
As much as I don't like that one, I would not wear it. I just wouldn't wear a fragrance.
Really?
I promise you I would not wear that.
Hmm.
I promise I would not wear that.
It, like, I believe
it,
you.
It gave me a headache. It smelled terrible.
I think your anger gave you the headache.
It may have, but it did not smell good.
You're like, you know that meme of the kid where he's got like veins popping out of his forehead? He's like, they always use it for like when guys who drive trucks can't back into a parking spot. I love backing into a parking spot.
Would you wear that fragrance if it was the only fragrance on earth that you could fucking wear?
Yeah.
You are full of shit.
I mean, it wasn't bad, but I would I wear it every day? No, there'd be some days I would go without a fragrance. No problem.
You know what kind of reminds me of, the more I think about it, and I've barely used it, that bottle of commodity that you gave me.
Oh, wool. Yeah.
That one's better, mm-hmm. but it still does this thing that I don't like. It kind of gives me a headache.
Yeah, somebody sold me a bill of goods on that one.
You were super stoked.
I was. I was talking to one of our mutual friends that's a female, and she was just basically going on and on about how, oh, yeah, that fragrance, that's a lady killer. That's super sexy. I was like, I'll take a gamble.
Worst gamble of your life, wasn't it?
It got to an aquatic thing that I was just like, here you go, pal.
You know what it also tells me, too, though? Just wear the shit you like, though.
Well, yeah. I actually wore it whenever, I don't know, was it a year ago?
It's been a minute.
We took the kids and did a Halloween, like, carnival type thing in our community. And I was wearing it that day. And I had a couple people tell me I smell good. But I was like, I don't like how I smell, but everyone else does. That's why I was also kind of wondering. It's like, would you wear something that you don't like just to know that, like, people would still think you smell good. You just wouldn't like it.
I couldn't do it. I really couldn't do it. I'd roll around a goddamn, I don't know, raspberry bush or something. I'd get something natural. I would not wear that shit.
That's funny. Yeah, you'd go straight herbal on it. I just have to double down on the type of soaps I would use. You can buy Creed Aventus body gel, like shower gel.
You know, I've actually was thinking about Creed Aventus recently because some dumbass bought a bottle of it.
Oh, yeah.
Not me.
It was me.
I am super excited. He's supposed to get it today. I'm super excited to see it. But I remembered that they sell the soap and the candle.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want to try the candle now, but I'm like, I remember it being expensive, wasn't it?
I don't know of a Creed Aventus candle.
Oh, man,
I know the body.
Or maybe I'm thinking of the soap.
The soap was like $80.
Fuck.
For might have shower been gel.
I think it was the soap.
And I was like, you know what? Just because it's that expensive makes me tempted to try it.
Yeah, I'm tempted too. But then, hell, I saw a discount for that Leighton body wash.
There's a Leighton body wash?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
Let me tell you the price. I bet you might get a little horny on this.
I'd be so scared because, again, we talked about my deodorant fiasco. I'd be worried about the soap, too, because it's a very similar type of process to make.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Official Parfums de Marly Leighton Shower Gel, 6.7 ounces.
Okay.
$39.
$39?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a buy.
You want to buy that, huh?
I'd buy that right now. Is it on FragranceNet?
Nope. Aura Fragrances.
I'm buying that. I will buy that today.
I'm thinking about it. We should just go half on it so we can try it. I was like,
I am not going to shower with you, Ryan.
I'm not
every time you want to shower.
I'm like, hey, you want to buy the shower gel together? Hey,
you want to go in halvesies and share our shower?
Oh, God.
Well, I'm going to show up wrapped in a towel. Hey, will you put some of that on my loofah? I want to...
This reminds me, God, this is way off subject, guys. It reminds me, there was like an Ask Reddit question. It was something about what's something that's kind of always been sold as like really sexy, but it's actually really terrible. And somebody, and it was like one of the most upvoted things that somebody said or comment somebody said. It was, I'm paraphrasing, guys. So I'm not a fucking wordsmith, okay? I was listening to one of our episodes.
Showering together?
Yes. They said, or shower sex or showering together. It's like, awkward. Well, I think it was showering together. That's what it was. Because they're like, it's just awkward because you're sitting there while one person has like all the hot water hitting them. You're just like waiting in limbo. And it's like, it's not that great.
I mean, it's not feasible every time. But if you make the most out of it, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm sure about that. But they did make a good point. Because if you're just showering, that part's just kind of like, I'm covered in suds over here.
Look, the view is still nice for them.
Hey, can you turn the hot water up a little bit?
I don't have to go in halves with you on the lighting, okay?
Okay, yeah. So I'll take my own risks when it comes to suds in my body up there. Let's talk about who's wearing this fragrance. Colonia Essenza.
Man, I feel like a really well put together young person. Not too young. Like,
wow.
I think a very 25 to 35 would rock the holy shit out of this.
Really? I think that's kind of young.
Really?
This does feel, because it has that older kind of soapy vibe to it, this does feel a little bit more mature.
What age range are you thinking?
40 and up.
I guess I could get behind that, but there is something kind of like sweet and sharp to this, to where I'm just like, man, I don't know. I think that honestly, I could see a young person rocking this. I'm talking like the young cat who's probably got his life together way before most of us and is wearing like a nice white shirt, chilling for the day.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
Drives a fucking, I don't know.
Audi.
Yeah, probably so. Always wearing sunglasses, has resting asshole face.
Yeah, Instagram influencer type guy. Yeah. No, I mean, for me, this feels like 40s and up. You want a clean, citrusy, warmer weather fragrance. You want to wear something to the office that's pleasing, has a little bit of personality, but isn't overbearing. I think this is it.
Yeah, I can see where you're going with it. I somewhat agree. I don't know. I really feel like for me, it's young, but I
older look, person. This isn't to convince you. It's to convince the audience.
Oh, well. Skip it.
Sample it.
Or buy it.
What are you going to do, Ryan?
It's a skip.
Really? Okay.
Nothing's going to beat the $47.11 price point.
Yeah, $15. But I'd have to see how this holds on, though, because that one, it is literally an eau de cologne. So it is really low in concentration and it goes away quick. The beautiful thing about it is it's so cheap. You could just carry a bottle around with you in the car.
Exactly.
And splash it on.
Yeah.
But if you're spending, I don't know, this would be whatever, four times the price about for it, you know.
Yeah.
Does it last four times as long? I don't know. We're going to find out. It's not bad. For me, it is a sample for sure.
Okay.
If you like the 4711 stuff, if you like Neroli Portofino, those type of fragrances, Anthony Hopkins, a little throwback episode. If you like those sort of floral, citrus, old school vibes, I think it's worth a sample. I will not do anything with it. I'm not going to buy it. I won't buy a decant of it. I don't need it. I just bought Aventus.
Mm. Is it in yet? Did it get delivered?
It's got to by now.
I'm ready to pretend like I've never smelled it and spray from the real deal for once.
Just go ham, dude.
I've only experienced it in decants. Do you think that sometimes you have experienced something in a decant? This probably should be a fragrance philosophy, but have you experienced something in a decant and then experienced it in the real bottle and you're like, I like it more now or less? Because we do have to agree with decanting, the big hang up is like you got to really spray to get somewhat of a wearing, but it's not, I've found that it's not as much as like getting from a real bottle and getting that real atomizer shit going on you.
It's like a soda fountain versus in a glass bottle scenario.
Yeah, to me at least.
I think that's a good fragrance philosophy episode. We should dive into it. And look, there's going to be people out there like RXL 209 that'll go, you guys have just been, you're doing all this decant reviews, these sample reviews. Hey, this is actually a fragrance philosophy I feel like we're built and made for, because we have sampled so many decants.
Yeah.
That I think we could compare. There have been plenty of samples that we've then gone and bought the bottle, and has the experience been different? You'll find out on our next fragrance philosophy episode here on the Cologne Podcast.
It's a skip for me. It's a sample.
It's a sample for y'all. It's a skip for me too.
Oh, so, I mean, you kind of agree with what I'm saying, or just different kind of mindset on it?
I mean, I'm just saying if the people are interested in what they should do, I think give it a sample if you're into those. Does everyone need to sample it? No. But if you are just rock hard horny for some Neroli Portofino, you might like this, and it's way cheaper.
Yeah, but I think if you really want that experience too, you can go 47-Eleven, and it's even cheaper than this.
I know, but we haven't wore it out, seen how it kind of interacts.
Yeah.
We have with 47-Eleven. It's gone in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
10 minutes.
But those are some good 10 minutes.
They're juicy and they're cheap.
Okay, guys, if you love today's episode, we hope you do, and God love you if you do. Make sure to go to thecolognepodcast.com. That's the website, that's the link, whatever. Yep. Make sure to hit us up on Patreon. We just gave out to 8 lucky friends of the podcast.
Yep.
The Friends with Benefits tab. They all just got Kajal 3 and 4 samples before the fragrance even released, and we threw a little something extra in there for each one of them.
Every single person got a little bonus.
Yeah. So head
and
on
one
over.
Listener got a big bonus, and we'll talk about that on another episode.
Yeah. So check us out there. We're trying to take care of y'all. We're trying to build the community, and that's what helps run this show.
Yeah. We're about to open up chats. If you're Friends with Benefits, you're about to be in that chat room, dog. And until next time, spree. It up.
Damn. You robbed me of my AS, ASL, age sex location chat room.
Nobody wants any sort of aged sex with you, no matter the location. Whether it be in the shower, smelling like Leighton.
Oh, God.
All right, spray it up, y'all.
Spray it up.